Bojangles and he danced for you.
In worn out shoes,
silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, he did the old soft shoe. Oh, he could jump so high, higher than anybody before or since. And then he'd lightly touch down. You know his name. It was
Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles.
And he could dance. Matt danced. I met him in a cell in New Orleans.
We were down and out.
Yeah. He looked to me to be beady eyes of age.
And he spoke right out.
You know what he said? Well, he talked of his life.
Talked of life.
Yeah, he sure did. He laughed and clicked his heels and stepped. Then he said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick
across the cell.
He grabbed his pants for a better stance so he could jump so high.
Then he clicked his heels.
Oh, he let go a laugh. Yeah, I heard him laugh. Down at the end, somebody said, "Who is that crazy old man?" So we told him again. Why, that's
Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles.
Sure was.
Mr. Bojangles.
And he could dance. I'll dance, Jay and I. Daryl.
For those minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South, spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. The dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Said he danced now at every chance in honky-tonks for drinks and tips. But most of my time I spent behind these county guards, 'cause I drinks a bit. Shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask,
"You all know his name?" Yeah.
Mr. Bojangles
dance. Dance, dance. He could dance, yeah. Yeah, we knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for us. And thanks to all you people that called in the radio stations, he danced for all of us, didn't he?